Well, good morning or afternoon, wherever you are in the world. We are happy to be with you for our December service project. Before we get started, well, first of all, I want to say that the facilitators today are Kathleen McGarry and Kimberly Walker. So we're delighted to have them facilitating for us. But before we get started, I have a couple of announcements to make. Of course, I want to talk about the new Ascending Masters series. The registration ends on December 31st. So if you are intending to register and haven't done so, please do so at your convenience before the 31st. We will probably be sending out another reminder before that. So if you've already registered, do register. But we just send it out as a blanket email. the other thing that I'd like to talk to you about today is a winter solstice call. This is a really important call. We did one last year to change the dynamics of the base of the cube from which we create our physical life. So this will be the second phase of that. So we are inviting everybody to join us next Sunday at the same time, 1 p.m. Central Time, and we will send out a reminder, and I will post it on Sitting of the Divine as well as Grid Masters. So we are looking forward to Metatron has been talking to us and directing us now about this solstice call and the importance of it. And the second phase amps up the energies of what we began last year. So I hope you all can join us. I know it's a very busy time of year, but this is a really important thing that we do. It changes the dynamics for the earth and it changes humanity's consciousness. So we are really looking forward to joining you on next Sunday. This week, Metatron has asked to speak with our group. And of course, we haven't heard from him in a while because I have been on sabbatical. But he has a message to relay to you. And so before we get started, I would like to turn it over to Lord Metatron. So please welcome the facilitator of our service project. Greetings. It is I, Lord Metatron. I come as the overseer of the physical realm and especially this beloved planet, this Christed planet of yours. I want to talk to you about the service project that you have been engaged in the last year. And I want to tell you how grateful we are, the creative realms, for what you have brought in at this time on Earth. It was such a valuable project that you wholeheartedly embraced. You took seriously. You brought these templates through your body and transmitted them continually, not just in the monthly meetings, but personally, and you gathered in the etheric often to transmit. This has been invaluable, as we have said, because it it takes a physical body to transmit the type of energies that you have been transmitting to change the electromagnetic field of the earth and humanity, to change the consciousness. I want you to know this, to change the consciousness of the earth itself so that you are fully supported as you walk the earth. It has taken this full year to integrate all of these. It has taken you a full year to integrate these energetics that you have been transmitting. And I want you to know that you have fully not only embraced and practiced and transmitted, but you have fully integrated these fifth dimensional light templates of fifth, sixth, and seventh dimensions. And we are very grateful for that. It takes you with the level of consciousness that you have at a soul spirit level to do what you do. When you meet in your crucible, the dynamics are magnified 100-fold because you each bring a level of mastery to that crucible. And then as a collective, you project it. So this session will be our final session of Gridmasters. You have fully integrated in your body these templates. You transmit them individually and collectively very consistently and easily. And you will continue to do that as you walk the earth, no matter where you are, who you are interacting with, those energetics come forth from your sacred heart, from your heart chakra. You need say nothing. You need do nothing but be that fifth, sixth, seventh dimensional light template that you have now integrated within your body. It is in the process of altering your body completely out of a third, fourth dimension. And this is these things are very important for you to notice and to note, because your mastery has been improved dramatically because of the willingness of each one of you to contribute your master imprints to the world and to humanity. So there will be another phase in the coming year of a project that we will ask of you again. So when you are ready, we will then present to you another service project. So again, we are grateful and we are always with you because we know you have shown us so dramatically this past year that you are capable, you are willing, and you are always there to help. So we will now turn this meeting over to some very adept facilitators, Kathleen McGarry, Kimberly Walker, and they will not only facilitate, they will orchestrate a ceremony for the closing of Grid Masters. Blessings, beloveds.
Kathleen, I think you're on mute. I don't know what to say. Go ahead. You say, Kathleen. You're better at this than I am.
What? I didn't know we were going to talk.
We got together. We collaborated. And so we're going to show you a movie or a meditation. So
we recommend people wear headphones, right? Are we saying if you have them nearby?
If you have them, you can use them or not. It's all.
And this came from a vision like last summer. We've been like piecing this together and following the breadcrumbs since August, September.
Yeah. So we hope you enjoy. So I'm going to share my screen. Can everyone see this? I hope so.
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Can you make it full screen, Kim?
It is, isn't it?
I guess. Okay.
Let me move this down. Is it full screen?
Better.
Hello.
Can we restart this, the vocal?
It's not full screen yet, Kim.
It's full screen for me.
It's full screen for me.
Full screen for me as well.
Okay. Well, I'm going to go ahead and...
It's full screen for me.
Okay. Me too.
Okay. Looks good. Okay.
Full screen for me.
Full screen for me too.
Hello. And welcome to the last and final Grid Masters gathering for 2021. And for this period of time. Today is an auspicious day, 12-12-21. It's been 9 years since 12-12-12. And if you add up 12-12-21, it adds up to 9, which is a completion number for those of you who are numerologists and astrologists. You know more than I. It is a time of ending and beginning. A celebration, a recognition, an awareness, an achievement of mastery, a level of mastery. So let's make this last transmission really count. As they always do. Nothing complex, not trying too hard, but just doing it to the fullness that we can be fully present and alive to this moment and this intention on such a powerful, wonderful day. So sit firmly in your chair or cushion, feet settled on the floor. And remember with me, years ago we learned the circular breath up the back of the body from the root chakra over the top of the head and down front of the body. Let's engage that with our new level of mastery, our new light body. It will be even more powerful. So take a deep, relaxing breath from the base of the root chakra up the spine, each vertebrae relaxing as you bring space and breath through the mid-thoracic, up the cervical spine, over the top of the head, down the front of the body. And as you exhale, allow any tension to go with it. And then breathe in a refreshing new breath up the spine, vertebrae by vertebrae, filling your body to the capacity it can take, the fullness of the oxygen of your breath. Exhaling tension in the neck or shoulders, jaw, upper body, arms, hands, fingers, tummy, hips, knees, ankles, toes. Breathe in that breath, the sacred prana. Enlivening yourselves and relaxing into play. Allowing the heartbeat of the drum to match yours. And as you enjoy this process of breathing, imagine that you are seated, taking your seat among your brothers and sisters, our brothers and sisters, around the council fire, warmed, comforted, and united around the flames. We are the ancient ones, and we have returned to bring light and hope and peace and unity during these very challenging dark times. As we sit around this fire, we can feel our ancestors and our loved ones, our soul family, as well as members of the multidimensional crucible, surrounding the outer ring of fire around us. From the east, we sense the winged ones. From the east, we can sense and feel Archangel Raphael and the healing energies of Grandmother Anna. From the south, purity and protection of the white fire dragon, Archangel Michael and Mother Magdalene. To the west, we feel the beloved whales and dolphins, inspiration from Archangel Gabriel and Mother Mary. And to the north, we feel the wisdom and the power of Archangel Uriel, Source Prime Creator, and the White Lion. From within the center of the Council Fire, we can sense the emergence of the Lemurians and the Telosians from the inner earth to join us. The Elementals, the Andarans, the Luminaries. And we welcome them. Along with the overseers of this project, Metatron, the Sanakamara, Kadumi, Anrata, Unlata, Sarazan, Toama, and thank you from the multidimensional councils of life. We are so blessed by their presence and their love. Feel our hearts in this crucible beating together like the drum. From each of these dimensions, along with the fire, the earth, the air, and the water elements, joined together by the element of love. Breathe in another circular breath and claim your place amidst this council of fire. Imagine you're holding the hands of the sister or brother beside you, on either side, to your left and to your right. And as you join hands, you feel the pulse of energy running through heart to heart, soul to soul, life force to life force. Encircling our powerful collective with our own love, our chi, moving through our bodies. Let's chant the sound of Om together. Om. Deep breath, united in the sound. United in the pulse of the Mother Earth. Creating a powerful grid of light flowing in and through us. Inspired by the drum. Feel the grid ignite. Feel the fire letters ignite within your central column. chant with me. Yod, hey, Vav, hey, Yod, hey, Vav,
Vav, hey,
Zama, Zama, Zama,
Oza, Oza,
Kama,
Kama, Zai. Zai.
Sama, Sama,
Sama,
Oza, Oza,
Rakama, Ozai.
Sama,
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 Oza,
Oza,
Rakama,
Ozai. Feel the flow in the sacred heart ignite to a new level. Filled with joy, passion, and compassion. And feel the flame in the sacred heart ignite the flame in the pineal, which activates greater wisdom and seeing, knowledge, as well as the individual DNA packets enlivened and enhanced to a new level. Yod, hey, Vav, hey, Sama, Sama, Oza, Rakama, Ozai. Now feel your grounding cord penetrating down, fresh new grounding cord down into your earth star, and then connecting to the earth's soul star, bringing up that beautiful pulsing earth energy into your red root chakra. Breathe it in and loop it down. Then bring up a beautiful orange color from the center of the earth soul star up to the second creative chakra, the color of orange, and loop it down. And up into the third chakra, the golden fire of yellow, the central sun burning brightly in our solar plexus of power, mastery, purified by the light of the sun, grounded in the truth of the earth, and down. Then bring the love of the Mother Gaia up from her soul star into the emerald green heart chakra, pulsing with love, connected to the first triad of the sacred heart of the throne. Pulsing with the earth energy, connecting to the oneness, and loop it down. Sama, Sama, Oza, Rakama, Ozai. Chantney. Sama, Sama, Oza, Rakama, Ozai. Feel the drum in your body, like your heart, like the beat of the mother, the lava, the crystal grid, the ley lines, and Merkaba. Sending our love out through the rivers of light. Sharing it with the Telosians, Lemurians, Sundarans, Luminaries, Elementals. And remembering the pathway to love. higher dimensions and through to the transmission is through the Sacred Heart and this heartbeat of the lover. Feel that now. Center of your physical form. Portals of unity. Portals of stability. Unity, stability, and love. Portals that have opened through our intention. Have opened in service to all. Stability, unity, and love. Stability, unity, and love. I repeat that too. Stability, unity, and love. Feel the energy building in your heart, in your fire letters, in your central column. And with the full loving intention, follow this up to your 11th chakra in full devotion to be of service at this time on this planet, to connect with the undifferentiated light of Prime Creator. Our deepest desire is to go home to this light, while at the same time our deepest desire is also to serve the light while we are here and anchor it on this planet, drawing on this unity, stability, and love. Bring it down. Reach for the will within you, in your throat and third chakra, to draw down this undifferentiated light in alignment with Prime Directive, your Prime Directive and Prime Creator's will. Down through the 10th chakra, the magnetics of the 10th, collective consciousness of the master realm and angels of the 9th chakra, inviting the magnetic codes of the rays to coalesce these intentions into form. 8th chakra, soul star crown, united in a unified field, activating further than the gentle lotus, reunited by this quantum energetic download of a differentiated life. We hold this in our bodies now as it enters into the second triad. We hold this light in our bodies now. Breathe the truth of that into your body. As the second triad further ignites the third eye, pineal and medulla oblongata, and then arcs those Zeon particles in unification at the top of the head, the magenta lotus, creating the Zeon particle frequency exchange. Do this as many times as you wish. Making undifferentiated light into Zeon particles of light, unity, stability, and love. Unity, stability, and love. Breathe. Breathe. Breathe in light the source. Take in this light of love. Yod, hey, Vav, hey, Yod, hey, Vav, hey. Dry to the first triad these particles of light that may have become liquid light or laser light at your command. As a master of light, they're sparkling further as you enter the chamber of the sacred heart and transmit unity, stability, and love. Unity, stability, and love. Like ripples in a pond, the waves of light and sound grids travel through all of Mother Gaia, through her ley lines, through her grid, crystal grid. To the rivers and oceans, the Merkaba, to the hearts of each and every being on the planet, and all of the elementals, earth, fire, water. Transmit unity, stability, and love. Transmit wherever you see, feel, or sense is needed. What part of the earth needs our love needs the sound and color generated from the heart. Where is the suffering the greatest? Where do you feel called to serve and transmit unity, stability, and love? Feel the waves, see the colors, hear the sounds, sense the power, and transmit yod. Hey, love, hey, Christ at light is anchored here today. Yod, hey, love, hey, yod, hey, love, hey. Feel the love in your heart for our entire crucible. Feel the love flowing to the hand beside you on either side. Take gratitude to your brothers and sisters for showing up, for committing, for following through, for supporting you, for supporting this project. Feel gratitude to yourself. Feel deep compassion for the journey completed. Feel gratitude to our teachers, both in form and in spirit. Unrelentlessly show them and continue to show up. We need stability and love. Mm-hmm. Alpha, Omega, beginning, ending, beginning, completion, and end.
Okay, thank y'all.
Well, it was a perfect closing for our Gridmaster service. It brought such a tactile experience from the video, the audio, and what was going on in our bodies. So we are very grateful to each one of you who joined us today. And we'll have that posted in the next couple of days if you'd like to review it.
Is it possible to get a copy of the original recording, perhaps uploaded to our Facebook page?
I wanted to mention that because that Kimberly found the track on YouTube, and then I went and found the artist. And so we can share it among ourselves, but it's copyrighted material. So for sure, I can send you the clip, but we can't distribute it beyond our group. And I wanna say that this is so layered, the way, and I wasn't able to hear the drum and the nuances the way I can on my computer. So I really encourage people to listen to it, not in a screen share, but just as a, you know, in the clip that we'll send you, because it's really nuanced. The artist's name is Calm Whale, which I thought was perfect for us. And it's a slow shamanic drumming. But he does other things, of course. He's like a multidimensional musician. So thanks to Kim to find it. And then we had to do some searching to find a way to get it on to a track. So my track sounded a little distorted. Did people hear things clearly, or was it a little distorted?
It was distorted.
Distorted.
Yeah. But it was still powerful and wonderful. Yeah.
Beautiful. It really was. It was amazing. Will the track have your voice on it, Kathleen?
It'll have the whole recording again, but it'll be crisper and clearer, and you'll be able to distinguish the sounds. There's some real subtleties in his drumming that just since synthesized and synergized. And then Kimberly did this amazing job with the graphics.
Amazing.
So a lot of you were closing your eyes, but I think if you get a chance, watch the whole thing with your eyes open, and you get a whole different, you know.
Incredible.
It was incredible. It was wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you. Well, it's fun, you know, it's never, nothing's ever perfect when you do these things.
No, it was wonderful. It was wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank love you. To you for that. So much gratitude. That was just truly masterful.
It was.
Thank you. It was really well done. Yeah. Very powerful.
Kathleen, you have a beautiful voice.
Oh, thank you.
Yep, she does.
It was amazing. Thank you. You're perfect for that, Kathleen. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
When I post that on your private pages, it'll have you'll be able to view it, but I also will have just the audio portion on there. If that's, you know, it depends on each individual, but the video, the graphics were awesome energetically.
Yes.
Yes.
Beautiful.
Very.
So, where will that be, on Facebook or on the Gridmasters?
It'll be on Gridmasters on your private page.
But okay.
Kimberly, where are you going to post, or Kathleen, I don't know where you plan to post that link.
I think if we post it on the Joan and John Walker website, Gridmasters, separate, mm-hmm. I think it'll be, then everybody has access to it.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be good.
Yeah.
Oh, it was a beautiful, beautiful video. Thank you, Kimber, and thank you, Kathleen. Beautiful way to close out our Gridmasters.
Yeah.
Thank you, thank you.
Well, I apologize that it wasn't clear. So.
But it was okay.
It will be. Totally.
It was very effective regardless.
Yes.
Very
yes.
Effective. Yeah.
Energetics came through loud and clear.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I think that happens when we gather in our crucible. You know, energetically, it's just amps up the energy.
I love
the
fire images as the crucible. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You can sometimes overpower our technology. It does the best it can. We need to help it.
I listened to it on my computer separately this morning, and it was crisp and clear. So it just may be we have 45 people at one time. So,
sometimes the sound gets distorted on Zoom. I've noticed. Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, because I did try it on. I did have met with Jana. Thank you, Jana, on Friday to do a Zoom and run it. And yeah, so I'm guessing it is the number of people. And
it was beautiful.
Well, we hope you can join us again next week when we present the second phase of what we started last year at the solstice. So again, it's another opportunity to serve in a much accelerated way. So thank you very much, everyone.
Thank you, everyone.
Thank you, everybody.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you,
everyone.
Next blessings. Week.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Happy 12/12.
Blessings to all.
Bye.
The number dropping down.